Hello, and thank you for joining me on the Fresh Heart podcast. My name's Zareen, and I'm a consultant cardiologist. On this podcast, we will explore tools to refocus your energy, optimize your health, and empower you to live the best possible life. Now, on this particular podcast, I'll give you an overview of the Fresh Heart Project and what it's all about. But before I do, it would be tone deaf of me not to mention that right now the world is a very different place. We are in the midst of a global pandemic, and for many of us, control feels like a very abstract concept. And I'd like to start off by saying, for those of you who've been affected by illness or loss in any way, I am deeply sorry and my heart goes out to you. Right now, this is a time more than ever to show yourself compassion and not beat yourself up for finding this hard. Whether it's financial or health related, whether it's the constant juggling of everything or just the uncertainty. Whatever you're dealing with, we've never had to navigate this before, and it's so important to be kind to yourself. Also, really importantly, you're not alone. Whilst we distance ourselves physically, we can come together to support each other emotionally and spiritually. Now, this pandemic will end, and the Fresh Heart podcast will be here throughout this time and beyond to support you and to keep us all connected. So, what is the Fresh Heart Project, and why is a cardiologist like myself talking about well-being? Well, the truth is, I wasn't always this passionate about self-care. It was only when I burnt out and rebuilt myself that I fully appreciated the effect that my crazy life was having on my health. And it was only really then that I could reflect on what I saw and still see in my clinical practice. And what I realized was that a large proportion is largely preventable and down to lifestyle issues. Now, what I would like to stress is that this is not about blame. Because focusing on health takes time, it takes money, and it takes energy that often we don't have. And modern life celebrates constant activity, and this often comes at the expense of self-care. And this makes lifestyle changes very difficult and challenging. But it was this challenge that motivated me to develop the Fresh Heart Project. And the word FRESH is an acronym for the five pillars over which you have control and can have a real impact on your health: food, relaxation, exercise, sleep, and honesty with yourself. So, number one, food. What you eat, how you eat, and when you eat not only affects your physical health, but your mental health. Now, I'd like to make this clear that I won't be promoting one diet, one camp, or one tribe over another. It's not about specific ideologies, but that doesn't mean that different approaches don't work for different people, because we're all unique and that includes the way that we respond to food. Fresh Heart is ultimately about discussing constructive ways of improving your health and energy. And number two, relaxation. The mind and the body are inextricably linked. Now, we're a society that are constantly on the go, and that does not allow us much time to switch off. Stress is an epidemic and it has profound health effects. We will talk a lot about stress. I cannot tell you how many times I've assessed patients in clinic and they have genuine cardiac symptoms, and we clear them of any underlying health issue, and what you find is that the root cause is profound stress. Now, I'm really pleased that as a society we're spending more time addressing this, and we definitely will on this podcast. Giving yourself time to relax is fundamental. Number three, exercise. Exercise helps your mental health, it helps your physical health, it helps prevent diseases, including many heart diseases. I have yet to find someone who doesn't appreciate the health benefits of exercise. So, what are the barriers and how can we incorporate it into our busy lives? Are there tips and tricks? We'll discuss this and more. Moving on to number four, sleep. I call sleep the miracle healer. My PhD involves sleep medicine and I was based in a sleep lab, but even with that knowledge, I deprived myself of it to keep up with the demands of life. It's really easy to neglect. But I promise you that getting 7 to 8 hours every night is challenging, but it's deeply restorative for your body, and we'll discuss many ways in which we can improve our sleep. And number 5, honesty with yourself. Now, H originally stood for happiness, but I had to change it because I believe now that happiness can be a very pressurized aim, and instead being honest with yourself is key. By this, I mean being honest about where you are with your health, what it is that got you there, and what are your goals. And once you've identified this, then the next step is to give yourself permission to address them. At the root of Fresh Heart is self-compassion, and it's not blame. It's about making small, achievable, and sustainable changes that fit with your life and your principles, and not radically hacking your way to success. Ultimately, it's about taking control and allowing yourself the permission to focus on you. On this podcast, I'll discuss all 5 pillars by sharing my own insights. I'll invite some really interesting guests and I'll share stories from people with inspirational journeys. The aim of Fresh Heart is to bring together a community to support, inspire, and empower you to better health and ultimately to live your best possible life. If you have any suggestions or if you have your own personal story that you'd like to share, please do get in touch at Fresh Heart Project on Instagram and Twitter or via the website freshheartproject.com. Remember, great change comes with small steps that empowers you to live a life that you love. This podcast is produced by Lion Mountain Entertainment, a subsidiary of Morgan Archway Limited.